And now with a roundup of the other science stories hitting the headlines this week, including the plant that detonates a mustard bomb in the mouth of any animal tempted to eat it rather than spit it out, here's Mira Senthillingham.
Playing music in groups increases empathy levels in young children, according to work published in the journal Psychology of Music. Working with 52 children aged 8 to 11 and exposing them to a range of weekly activities, including musical games or word activities, Tal Chen Rabinowitz from the University of Cambridge found that children in the musical groups showed significantly increased levels of empathy when tested for compassion and responses to facial expressions. It's thought that the musical activities enabled the children to experience shared intentions and a mutual understanding with their peers.
Empathy is good for everyone, for children, for adults. Empathy has been seen to be a precursor for pro-social behavior. So when we empathize, when we understand the other emotional state, we tend to want to help them. We are looking at also children on the autistic spectrum, for example, which empathy might be able to help them in their social interactions. Right now, I think we're concentrating on the regular population.
Electrical signals could be used to monitor cracks in industrial materials and predict their impending failure or breakage, according to work published in the journal PNAS. Troy Shinbrot from Rutgers University in the US used powders such as flour and pharmaceutical drugs to model the composition and movement of materials such as ceramics and concrete, which are made by compressing powders together. The team found spikes in voltage occurring as crack-like defects developed in their models.
Ceramics are used in everything from catalytic converters to artificial teeth. It may be the case that these kinds of products could also exhibit precursors, so one might be able to measure voltages and detect whether or not a failure is imminent in these kinds of systems.
The woolly mammoth had a slow decline to extinction due to a range of factors, including changes in climate, habitat, and living alongside humans. Using radiocarbon dating on samples of tusks, bones, and tissue from the mammoths, Glenn McDonald from the University of California at Los Angeles found that whilst the animals were abundant 30 to 45,000 years ago in the region of Beringia, which is now Alaska and eastern Siberia, they then migrated, changed in distribution, and fell in number over time due to warming climates, human civilizations, and the growth of forests, with their final extinction about 4,000 years ago.
Despite the fact that they were abundant, despite the fact that they had a widespread geography, despite the fact that they could take advantage of a wide range of climates from the northern coastal regions into the central parts of Siberia, they still, at the end of the day, went extinct about 4,000 years ago. Lots of things we count on for species persistence: rapid ability to recover, the large population size, geographically widespread. We've seen with the mammoth wasn't good enough.
And finally, the tailyweed plant produces toxic compounds in its seeds to aid its spread across the Negev Desert in Israel. Denise Deering from the University of Utah monitored the interactions of the plant with predators such as the spiny mouse in both wild and captive environments, and found that when these mice consumed the plant's fruit, they spat out rather than ate the seeds inside. Enzymes within the seeds activate toxic compounds when the seed is chewed, encouraging predators to spit them out and aid the seed's dispersal instead.
So there's this long-standing battle between plants that don't want to have their tissues eaten, but they need to have their seeds dispersed. And this is just a new twist in that battle where this seed predator has now been turned into a seed disperser at the whim of the plant toxins. So it seems, on first glance, that the mouse has overcome the defenses of the plant. But in this game, the plant is actually winning because it's getting the mouse to do its bidding by dispersing its seeds to suitable locations for germination.
And that work was published in the journal Current Biology.
Mira Senthillingham with our Naked Scientist News Flash. You can find the transcripts and the references for all of our news this week, and that's on the website at thenakedscientists.com/news.